His cousin Carmen appeared from behind the trees. "You'd better not throw that rock at me," she warned Daniel. "And what are you doing sitting in the creek anyway?" Daniel didn't want Carmen to see how stupid he felt, so he pretended to examine the rock in his hand. "I found this really cool rock, and I was just looking at it." He inspected the rock more closely and saw the spiral shape of a shell faintly etched into the surface of the rock. "Hey, I found a fossil." Together, the cousins scoured the creek bottom for more fossils. They were so intent on their search that they didn't hear their names being called or notice how far down the Madera Creek they had wandered. The shrill sound of a whistle abruptly cut through the still air. Both Daniel and Carmen jumped. "What was that?" Carmen whispered. Then Daniel remembered that his mother had given him a whistle, but he had left it back at the camp. "It's Mom and Dad, and we're probably in trouble." The two cousins raced back to the campsite and reassured Suzanne and Frank that they were just fine. Earlier that afternoon, Suzanne and Frank, Daniel's dad, gave Daniel and Carmen a lecture on hiking safety. "Always wear your whistle around your neck. If you get lost, blow on it 3 times," Frank instructed. "If you realize that you're lost, stop and don't try to find your way back, because that may make you stray farther off the trail," Suzanne continued, "and never, ever go off alone without telling us where you're going." Frank held up Daniel's backpack. "Always take your backpack with you. I filled each one with water and food, trail mix and nutrition bars, a first aid kit, sunscreen, and a hat. There's a compass attached to the zipper. Are we clear on the rules?" Daniel and Carmen nodded solemnly.